Pittsburgh is one of three sites in the country to host a film camp that caters to young adults with developmental disabilities. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Schneider reports students are wrapping up production on their short films Friday.
Quiet on the set.
Quiet on the set, please.
16-year-old Jarrell Poley is standing on a film set holding a clapperboard. It's that black and white thing you see in film outtakes that marks the start of a new scene or a take.
Dragon, scene 6, take 2.
And action.
The crew is working on a film called Dragon. It's a story about a boy with scaly green skin who is being bullied at school. It's right up Pulley's alley. He's really into science fiction movies. He has a YouTube channel where he posts his own original content.
I did a little Star Wars fan film teaser. I'm editing it right now. It should be done by the end of the camp.
He also has autism spectrum disorder. He is one of 60 kids and young adults participating in the Joey Travolta film camp hosted by the Arts for Autism Foundation of Pittsburgh. It's a day camp for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. They work in teams to pitch movie ideas and then spend the next 2 weeks working with professionals to produce them.
You know, the thing about it is not whether the films are good, bad, or indifferent. It's the process. It's always the process.
That's Joey Travolta. He's John Travolta's older brother. He runs the camp. He's an actor and director, but he used to be a special education teacher. He spends the first 2 days of camp filming interviews with campers, asking them for advice in hypothetical situations.
I found out that my wife is an international spy. What should I do about it?
Take her away.
Call 911.
Go to the authorities.
Report it to Fox News.
So I would say just leave it alone. It's a pretty lucrative career, you know?
Why don't you join her?
Is that what you think I should do?
Yeah, join her and become a spy.
Travolta says he genuinely wants to know what they're thinking.
And they never ask that, you know? It's always, you know, they're trying to either be kept quiet or, you know, go do this, go do that.
A majority of the campers have autism spectrum disorder like Pulley. The percentage of people diagnosed with autism is now double what it was in 2000. Researchers say the rise in the rate stems from a growing awareness and changes in diagnostic criteria. The disorder impairs communication, which can make forming new friendships difficult.
See, the great thing about filmmaking and actors in general, we're an odd bunch. Well, if you're a little different, as an actor, that's good. We like different.
Pulley is one of those kids looking for connections. He says he's learned a lot this year.
How to make a script properly about how to become friends and family with the campers here and just to make them one big happy family here. That's what I've learned.
This is Pulley's third year at camp. In between scenes, he's adding new campers on Facebook and taking pictures with them. And at the daily dance parties, he is now the one pulling his new friends onto the dance floor. I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News. From that night.